Sitka have provided some sort of procedure in their charter.
What sections would that apply to?
Well, if you go to page 4 of version 2, starting in line 18, oh, I'm sorry, I have a different version than what you have. I can provide you with this tomorrow,
okay,
right early, which will accomplish that, what I've suggested,
right,
in terms of what you have here.
All right, either that reapportionment not apply to unified municipalities, or if it does, that procedures only, if the unified municipality has not adopted by charter ordinance a procedure for reapportionment.
Yes.
Yeah.
But here's what bothers me, Madam
Chair.
On a memo from Jack Chenoweth, it indicates that the Commission of Community Reasonable Affairs determined whether or not the charter contains adequate reapportionment procedures. Now, what is obviously at one time, because we conform with the 1972 Municipal Code, we had adequate reapportionment procedures. At what point can the commissioner come in and say those procedures are no longer adequate? Or can the commissioner do that?
Well, somebody would have to determine whether those meet the standard that in fact they do. I would imagine meet the federal and state standards, wouldn't it?
Madam Chairman, one person, one vote is something that the courts have decided how much disparity you can have between districts. I have not seen this May 1 memo of Mr. Chenoweth's. However, I have seen a prior one that accompanied this earlier work draft in which he suggested that in order for a unified municipality to get out from under the provisions, their procedures must be similar to these. And I presume that what you may be talking about here is some determination of similarity. I really don't know, but I believe that that's something CRA ought not to be involved in. That it should be simply, if you have adopted an ordinance specifying a procedure, then that should be the end of the question, or if you have a procedure in your charter. Its similarity to this really shouldn't be a question.
Leave that up to judicial review then.
Well, not even require that it be similar. Just that they have adopted a procedure for reapportionment.
Okay. Do you, that would fit your desire more?
I'm sure the commissioner doesn't want to go in and make those kind of determinations anyway. There's another problem which, if our municipality's out, we won't be bothered by this particular language, but I think you should be aware. Some municipalities come under the Federal Voting Rights Act. I don't think Anchorage does. Many or most of your coastal communities do because of a minority language population which they have. Whether you've discriminated in past voting practices or not is irrelevant under this Act. Now, if you come under the Act, one of the things you have to do before you do anything which will affect the rights of that minority language group is to submit your proposed change to the Department of Justice. And they have a certain number of days within which they may either register their non-objection or they may object.
60 days.
You got
either
50 that.
Or 60.
It's 60 days, 60 but they days. Normally always ask for an extension.
On ours, okay. I guess we lucked out because we spent a great deal of time trying to justify what we had done. We're fairly careful to make sure that all the minority language groups were contacted and asked for input. And I think we pretty well justified our reapportionment. Sent it back to them, and they did send us a letter of non-objection within the 60 days. But the way this is drafted now, once the ordinance is passed, passed within a certain time of the next regular election, it takes effect at that election, and that may not allow time to send it back to Department of Justice for review. And one of the things you have to state when you send it back is that this has not been implemented, that this plan has not been implemented. So you may want some language in here that would take care of those communities, or they may need a little longer time before they implement theirs. Something to the effect that, and I would suggest provided, If the change is subject to review by a federal agency, the change shall become effective with the first regular election of borough assembly members, which is held more than 60 days after receipt of such agency approval or non-objection or the expiration of the time during which they can object. So it just provides an expansion if it's subject to federal review.
Well, now, can we make that determination? It's the first time I've heard this come up in connection with local or municipal elections. Do they fit under it? Mm-hmm. Do all of them fit under it?
All except a few precincts in Anchorage, is my understanding.
I see. Well, I think that probably sounds like something we should have then, a caveat in there, okay?
That would extend that period of time, so you really don't get in the mind with
effect. Right. Okay, what else have you got?
On the last page, I guess on page 5, excuse me, the line 22, this is a section which is amending the law on unified municipalities, but it talks about a borough assembly there. And what you're really talking about is elections of members to the legislative body. It suggests that you strike borough assembly and substitute legislative body. And then the second place where borough assembly appears, just strike the phrase.
Why?
Because of that's one of the problems that I hope we can take care of if this Title 29.
Which ran into a little problem.
If it ever comes about. Mm-hmm. If you look at the definitions in Title 29, there's a definition of municipality. A municipality is a borough or a city. It's not a unified unit of local home rule government. You become a home rule municipality by being a first-class borough or first-class city which adopts a charter.
So you're not a borough, you're a municipality.
You're not even a municipality, technically, because a municipality is a city or a borough. And if you look at the section of the law on unification, it does not refer to that animal as a municipality. It refers to it as a unit of local home rule, a unified unit of local home rule government. That's what it's called, and it's technically not a municipality, although we always talk about unified municipalities. Anyway. They clearly are, as far as I can see, are not a borough assembly.
So you would...
Anchorage does not have a borough assembly.
They just don't know that.
Municipal assembly.
You would drop borough assembly members and substitute legislative body, and your other change was...
Where the second time the phrase borough assembly appears, line 22 and 23, just scratch that, if election of members.
If that reorganization or recodification, Title 29 goes through, will we get rid of all this ambiguity between home rule and municipal unified and second, third, first class? I mean, you know.
Well, you won't get rid of the classes, but I think we've got it in so many different sections now. It's a nightmare to find anything, and you've had patch on patch that, just like he's saying now, that you do have ambiguity in wording. His question, I think, was good. If we were able to do this Title 29 revision, would it make it any simpler to deal with? You're still, I would think, that would be a major change. If just look what happened when we tried to think about getting rid of third-class boroughs. But you're still going to have those major classes of boroughs, but certainly you'll tighten up the wording. You won't have it in six different places. I think it'll be simpler to work with, won't it, Lee? What do you envision?
Well, I would hope so. I was looking at such a commission to come up with solutions to some of the language problems we have. For instance, we have all, I think, generally assumed that when it says a section applies to a home rule municipality, even though technically Anchorage, Sitka, and Juneau are not municipalities, we've all presumed that they apply when it tells us how to levy taxes, for instance. We presume that applies to unified municipalities. But then you look in there, and they talk about levying taxes outside the cities. Well, that doesn't make sense in the context of unified municipality. You don't levy taxes outside the city because cities don't exist anymore. So what does that mean in the context of a home rule municipality? They're obviously talking about levying taxes in cities, non-area-wide area, and perhaps in service areas. Mm-hmm. And not allowing taxes levied in a service area to be used in a area-wide, things like that. But when they cast it in terms of inside and outside cities, somebody missed something when they drafted that back in 1972. They said this applies, if they meant that that applies to a unified municipality. It doesn't make much sense. So those kind of things, I think, really need to be resolved.
Okay, Lee, do you have other things?
That was about the extent of my comments.
Okay. Steve, do you have anything you want to testify to? I'd like to make a suggestion to you. You've been very patient in a difficult thing to get into. If we could make some agreement as to those things you would like to change, I think we could do that relatively quickly. Possibly we could ask Twyla, Jenny, and Lee to get together to meet briefly with Jack to get a revised committee substitute to bring to us on Thursday rather than attempting to deal with this today. Does that sound like a reasonable approach? We have a motion. I think we could just leave that before us if we could sign off on those areas. On page 3, and I hope, Jenny, you'll follow with us, we had section 9 by Representative Malone, and there was some question as to that having a reference back to section E, and it seemed to me that there was unanimous feeling that that should be advisory, not to be able to throw out the election, but to allow for that review. Does that seem reasonable to you?
Uh-huh.
Both of you? Okay. Then on page 5, we had a recommendation on line 9 that we delete 29-23-025, that reference. It's partially because of an effective date. A recommendation of 17C, a deletion that it applies to home rule and general law boroughs. You have any problem with your recollection on that?
Where again did this language come from? You asked a question. I didn't hear that.
Which?
Jenny explained it as that Jack just carried it over. Right.
Yeah. It's in the original 29-23-0.
And then on line 22 and line 23, to make line 22, the first borough assembly mean the legislative body, and then delete borough assembly wording and just have members, it would refer to that, back to that legislative body. Then I don't know how you feel. I like that idea that Lee Sharp brings up, that reapportion would not apply to unified municipalities. It would apply only if they had not adopted by charter ordinance a procedure for reapportionment. I think that's a protection for the public, at least to have that, but not have it have to be subject to either CRA or court review. I mean, just the mere fact they had.
A simple way to do that would be to take on page 4.
How would it be if we like that concept for you to figure that out?
Okay. What I was going to say is just delete all reference to unified municipality, because the three unified currently in existence already have it, and then another part of your bill requires that new ones
do. Oh, well, then that's reasonable. In other words, you wouldn't need to put it in if... But I do think it's a good one. For instance, if our local government package ever goes, miracles will not happen this year, but you may get a different kind of home rule or unified municipality of governments, perhaps, that are not as sophisticated, where here it's been more or less the government that's had a lot of experience that goes to that, but you may be forming them as almost a first government, so I think that's a basic protection. Okay, do you have any problem with that? Then the other area was an addition of wording that would allow for flexibility under those areas that have come under the Federal Voting Act for the period of time. And what else did we have? I think that pretty well caught it. Jenny, did you catch any, or Lee, or Terry, or Senator Stimson, or Senator Kelly?
I just wasn't sure on that last part. Did you agree that we just strike out reference to unified municipality because...
Do you see any problem with that?
No.
I think that's appropriate. All right, if there's no objection, then let's plan a brief meeting on Thursday. And since Senator McKay has a problem, would you have any objection to setting a 1 o'clock meeting on Thursday? Set the meeting at Thursday, and could I ask that you would work with Twyla so we could get this to Jack possibly tomorrow and get a revised committee substitute? Okay? Nothing further? Meeting's adjourned. Twyla, I...